Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you can get better. And that is our goal here every single day. Today, we are chatting all about our takeaway from Dr. Daniel Amen, double board certified psychiatrist, largest brain scan collection in the world, Mr. Brain Expert, our favorite brain guest. We are so excited to talk about all of the great takeaway today. And that's what really kind of inspired us for today's show. But first, a quote from Bruce Lee. Notice that the stiffest tree is most easily cracked, while the bamboo or willow survives by bending with the wind.
I loved it.
Damn.
I know. So Dr. Amen had that quote in his book, which is why we pulled it, because he was talking about like people with the persistent brain. Mm-hmm. They can't almost get out of their own way. Mm-hmm. And so he used that Bruce Lee quote. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Good.
It's really, really good. Well, you can apply that to so many things. That's why Bruce Lee was so genius with this quote. That's why you have to keep stretching and be flexible, right? My parents, I have so many pictures and videos of me teaching them how to stretch and being like, guys, you have to stretch or you're going to get old and tight and then everything's going to get ruined and you got to be malleable and whatever. And they would go out and they would stretch with me and then they would never do it again.
I love that though.
I really tried so hard. I'm like, guys, come on.
Costa has to stretch though, because that man is like jumping on. He's insane. He's like a, I don't know.
But that's
Superman.
Him, his will is stronger than anything.
Yeah.
So for him, he could be in the most pain in the world and he will run a marathon. He just has incredible mind power and will. But he is stiff as shit. And so that's why he has pain. But he's also stubborn and won't listen to me when I'm like, Dad, you gotta stretch. You gotta stretch. It's the secret to a really long, healthy body life, right? True. So that's why I like this, because it's so good for the brain too, right? When Dr. Amen was talking about having oxygen, you got to breathe. So when you're feeling stressed and headachy and sick and crabby, whatever, when he said, did you eat well? Did you sleep well? Are you breathing? Right? If we don't take deep breaths in and oxygenate our brains, it's running on like the most minimal fumes.
Minimal.
And then it gets all constricted. And that's what creates the stress.
And then we put coffee in there.
And then we go, that does more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All the things we put in to not help it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we want to be like bamboo or willow everywhere in our brains and our butts, like all over.
Bruce Lee's so cool. He has his bamboo. He has Be Like Water. I mean, he's just the man.
Mm-hmm.
Love him.
Absolutely. Well, friends, there are so many takeaways in this episode. And of course, the one before, do us a favor and do your friends a favor. Share this episode with them. Everyone needs to know everything we talked about in these episodes. It's life-changing. And even if someone just applies one thing, they're already going to be better. So that is our goal. We're trying to get better together. So share this with your friends, share it on social media so that other people can see it too. It's really, really important that people start to think about brain health and really focus on it. It is more critical than ever. So with that, we were super blown away by everything and we wanted to chat about it. And then we realized, oh, this should be an episode. So without further ado, here's our chat after Dr. Amen.
Caveat, we also talk about some fun merch, our fun merch.
Oh, so yeah.
Just a little sprinkle inside baseball for you guys.
We have so much to share with you guys. We went to our friend who is a clothing manufacturer and visited him last week. The Queen's got all new fashion. They were very excited. But most importantly, we were there to build out our new merch for the show. I know you've been all waiting for it. We have been patiently going after this because the first company we're going to go with, I'm like, Kelsey, before we pull the trigger with them, can we just feel the fabrics? Can we just see the quality? And they sent it. And I was like, yeah, never going to happen. Not going to do this with them. The fabric's no bueno. And they didn't give any other options, right?
Not that they just sent the one. Well, so I don't know. I think there's, you know, there's so many merch places that are like just those quick one-off. They can get your shop up for you in a day. And yeah, that's the type of place it was. Cause I was just like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
Instead of like giving the full time and like really kind of building it out. So
yeah. And for me, I really want you guys to be able to get your money's worth. I want it to be amazing quality.
Totally.
And something you're going to really love to wear and be proud of.
And so be excited to put it on.
Yeah. So we have some really, really cool stuff that I think you guys are going to love. And we are in the process of working with my friend who has a massive manufacturing company. He does all like the Disney stuff. So when you go to the Disney stores in Orlando or he has all kinds of stuff. I mean, he does everything, but Disney's like the biggest thing. And Taylor Swift's line, her merch line. Who else did he do?
Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. If, well, that's old.
Yeah.
But the current was Taylor Swift that you guys saw.
Yes. And we were very excited.
Casual, very casual.
Yeah. We showed up and then all of a sudden it became a fashion show. So he was like, try this, try this. And the other girls had like left with a whole new wardrobe, all of us.
Yeah.
And very so sweet.
Wore the pants all weekend.
Yep.
They're my new favorite pants ever. You guys are going to love them when they come out.
I know. They haven't hit stores yet. It's called Five Star. It's his new brand that he built in his house. And it's super cool. They're like very comfy cargos, like soft.
Yeah. And they fit all of us. And we're all very different body types. And they fit, literally fit all of us to a T. Yeah. Is pretty
so
cool.
Once those are up, we'll be, although you guys posted a picture of us in that, didn't you?
No, I posted a picture.
No, Kevin did for Better Together, I think, for the Regular Guy Friday episode or something.
Oh, I don't know
right?
if it went up.
Oh, he told me to send you guys a picture. So I had to like brighten it because it was so dark.
Oh, funny.
I just took one bright swab to it and made it like a little lighter. But I was like, Kevin, this isn't how we want to style our outfits.
So
I'm like, this isn't really like queens are in striped socks and I'm in loafers with cargo pants.
Yeah. Not a good presentation.
Yeah. It wasn't our best. So we'll fashion it up and then we'll take pictures and show you guys and then you guys will all want them. But I'm really excited about the merch. On to Dr. Amen. I am so, so excited. I think that might've been my favorite episode in a long time, because I always love all the aha moments we get, but I couldn't write them fast enough. I actually couldn't keep enough notes of all the things he was saying where I was like, whoa. So this life hack blog that will accompany this episode is going to be intense, and it will be located on our website, mariamenounos.com. Pooja's going to make sure all the aha moments are in there because there were so many and they're life changing. And, you know, just talking about how the brain is an organ and we really need to keep looking at it like that. So anyone who's listening to this right now, keep reminding anyone who's not feeling well emotionally that the brain is an organ. So let's look at it like that and think about, are we feeding it well? Is it sleeping? What were the other ones? The other things for
it was hunger, sleep, loneliness, and do you remember the last one, Pooch? There was one more. And it was like basically he was saying it's what they use for people who are addicts.
Yeah.
And he has them go through this like this checklist.
Yeah, because you need socialization. You need all of these different things to feel good. But so many of us take for granted. Like I was telling Kevin after the episode, I said, Kevin, you for your whole life have taken for granted the fact that your will is stronger than your body. So you treat your body like crap. You feed it, you know, Diet Coke and pizza and lots of gluten and breads and all this stuff. And then don't sleep at all. And you wonder why you're losing your mind sometimes. And so he was like, yeah, remember you told me that you can actually go psychotic if you don't sleep? Yes. I said, yes, because you were.
Yeah.
And I remember having to, you know, deal with that.
Yep.
And I remember being at the therapist's office and I said, let me do a little research on somebody who doesn't sleep. And when you look at the symptoms and the side effects of no sleep, you go psychotic.
So bad.
And so it's no coincidence that he has not felt well at so many different stages of his life because he just abuses his body and does and takes it for granted. So when you look at the brain like an organ that you have to nourish and take care of, right? You know, we know for our heart, we have to be heart healthy. We got to be doing cardiovascular work. They teach us all that. No one teaches you anything for the brain.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
That just reminded me, the other one was movement.
Oh yeah, movement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
So if you're not feeling well or someone near you isn't feeling well, that's something to start considering. Yeah. We have to stop normalizing no sleep. Yes, is there going to be a night? Is there going to be a small period of time? You know, if you're making a movie, you're not going to sleep. It's just going to be really hard. And, you know, that's just how it is. There are going to be periods when you're going to have to redline a little, but you really have to make sure that the majority of your time you're replenishing, or if you have redlined, you know, overplenish for a minute to get you kind of back into balance. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have to, you know, really eat what the brain wants, which is the avocado, the salmon, which we had Jim Quick on. If you haven't listened to Jim Quick's episode, go back. That's a really great one for brain health as well and memory. And when you see how scary the statistics.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it. As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show, or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Are for Alzheimer's and dementia and where we're headed in the next 20 years. It's already an epidemic. It's going to be even bigger. We need to start taking care of our brains and, excuse my inappropriateness. such an amateur with my phone on. Damn, punish
myself.
At least myself.
It wasn't your sex noise alarm.
I changed the sex noise alarm. It wasn't sex noise. It sounded like that. It was Missy Elliott's song. And at the beginning, she's moaning. And then I had to explain it way too many times. And nobody was really quite getting it. So it wasn't funny anymore.
You're like, okay, we're good.
Yes, I had to get rid of it.
The other thing I sent to Kevin from Dr. Amen was when I was doing research, he had he'd done a TikTok on aspartame and the like horrible effects of Diet Coke. And I was like, oh my gosh, Kev, not sleep. And then just bagels and Diet Coke. I'm like, your poor body, you're poor. And we all know that, but it was interesting what he was saying, that you can actually get like, things can actually like physically hurt because of the aspartame. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, holy cow.
Yeah. So, it's good that you're hitting him from your angle because he doesn't want to hear my angle.
He didn't even watch it. I asked him if he listened. He said, stop. No. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really hard. You know, you think you can help someone and influence someone. And sometimes, you know, it's unfortunate. Like, there are certain people who just have to learn it really on their own. And so he's one of them. So now he's working with his different people and he's saying all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I kind of told you that one already. But I mean, he's like, yeah, I mean, this is bad for me. And I'm like, I've been freaking saying that for years. You would have been ahead. But
I said that the other day to him about the gluten thing. He's like, and she's telling me that my body just crit. And I was like, I know. But I'm like, yes, definitely.
I know. It's funny. But yeah, some people learn. Everybody learns differently.
Oh, yeah.
I know Kevin with like my career always wanted to be me to like just understand where he was at 10 years ahead. And sometimes that's hard. Sometimes I was good and I was able to jump ahead. But other... Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I just had a heart attack. I thought we got bombed. Oh, someone slammed the door. Or the wind. It's very windy outside.
Super windy today.
So one of those doors must have been left open. Okay.
Yikes.
We're all right.
My heart is beating so fast.
I know.
I already forgot what I was saying now.
Your career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so there are certain things now where I'm stepping into, but I wasn't ready because I needed so much other work done in my mind and brain that, you know, is now done, like therapy-wise and growth-wise, et cetera. So that's why I'm so obsessed with this show, because every day we get to get better. Every day we're learning something and growing, which means we're going to be super bots, actually, if you think about it. So when Joe Dispenza talks about learning something new and it creating new synaptic connections in your brain, like your brain, we're going to be super brains.
I want to be a super brain. I need to go back. My issue is I'm like half a super brain because I'm just onto the next.
Applying anything along the way?
No, I'm really bad at it. To be completely honest, I know I am. Like there are definitely little things but I already even forgot about havening. I forgot Dr. Eamon taught us about havening. I'm like, oh crap, I got to go back to using that. You know, so I need to be like reminded to reuse things or even like Brian Mahan. I'm like, I really do want to start that burn journal. So these kind of things that we like, mm-hmm. this chat right now is so good for me because like Mel Robbins, I don't know how many times you've
I high five myself every day.
And I do not.
And I'm like, you got this, queen.
You know, so you saying that, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I got to do that. I think mm-hmm. I am just, yeah, so quick to be like, okay, next show, this, that. So it's hard to implement, but like I said, these kind of conversations are so good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that other people feel that too.
I think for you, you're already having to do so much for your gut that you're already dealing with a lot of stuff.
That's true.
So you're not in a position to really be adding more and more and more and more.
Good point.
Or it's not as easy.
Right.
And you've had like major life changes too.
Yeah.
Or a major life change.
Yeah.
So I think for you, getting that scan of your head is going to be really helpful because he can help you put a plan together to attack the concussions that will then attack whatever anxiety and stress is living in your head. And then you won't be blaming all the external for what's mm-hmm. going on the internal,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There are things in the external that are going to frustrate and be mm-hmm. challenging, but it's really kind of what's going on inside of us.
Oh yeah.
So you can fix that, get that better. And then that will help your gut. Because I'm telling you, after my endoscopy and colonoscopy, my stomach has been amazing. My stomach went flat. It's flat. And it has not been flat in a long time.
Your stomach is always flat, so it's hard for me to...
No, it's not true. It has its moments.
Because you're fibroid.
But the bloating has been a real problem for a long time. And I think it's because whatever that, they had to remove a polyp in there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I think, and in my stomach, and I think it was, and it was kind of like an open thing. I think I was irritating it with all the vinegars and the hot peppers, and I love jalapenos and all of that. So now I'm going to be more mindful of how much of that I'm going to take in and really not irritate my stomach lining anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm eating more carbs, but I started taking berberine supplement.
What's that?
Berberine helps lower your blood sugar. I used it for my mom because I wanted to like really eradicate sugar from her body as much as possible to not feed the cancer. And so I was like, you know, with blood sugar levels being a little higher, I want to make sure I can try to bring them down naturally. And berberine is natural. And see if that helps with all the other stuff kind of happening in my system. And so I'm experimenting right now.
Interesting.
Along with my Joe Dispenza therapy meditations that I know are healing me. But yeah, I'm experimenting with that a little bit.
I love that. I think, yeah, you just have to listen to your body, right? So you were doing so much vinegar and you probably weren't like registering mm-hmm. that, oh, maybe that is what's causing it.
And a lot of vegetables, yeah. a lot of raw vegetables. Yep. And I didn't know that perhaps I'm having difficulty digesting all of the mm-hmm. raw vegetables. Not that raw vegetables are bad, but then I Googled and there was a health blog about a girl who got off her vegetables and her stomach got better.
Yeah.
And only because of the colonoscopy, that last 2 or 3 days, I could only eat breads. Mm-hmm. So I had to eradicate the vegetables and my stomach's been flat ever since. So now I'm not eating as many full salads, which Yogi Cameron taught us on this show, that the more you put on your salad, the more you have to, your body has to digest each thing differently.
Yep. Yeah.
It's too complicated.
Mm-hmm. Well, and maybe, you know, it's like, so for you, it's like, carbs aren't bad for everyone. Maybe like they work with your body, you know, like some people. So I think it's just, you just have to listen. You really have to pay attention to what your body's telling you.
An experiment.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
interesting.
I've been like, oh, okay. This is kind of fun. Doesn't mean I don't get bloated sometimes too, but I was like, oh, things are feeling a lot better down there.
I've been using Yogi's, his supplements. I'd had it and since he gave them to me, but the GI one.
Mm. So is it helping?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it is. It's only been a week, so I don't know if it's like I want to do it for longer.
Yeah.
But I mean, TMI, but I feel like my movements are better, which is good.
Yeah.
So I know that.
Well, he's very particular. Like if I'm going to take someone's supplements, like he's very, very natural, very Ayurvedic.
Yes.
And won't just do anything for money.
Right.
So that's really, I trust him implicitly. Mm-hmm. If you want to know more about his supplement, we'll put that in the episode so that people can see it.
Perfect.
He has one for the respiratory that I've used when I had COVID because I was nervous about breathing. So it's good for your breathing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So anyhow.
Lots of good things.
Yeah. Lots of good things. Yeah, it's funny when he was talking about the ADD as well. When he talks about sugar and we wonder why we're all like high and then low and high and then low. It's the same thing with dogs. So Dr. Karen Becker and Rodney Habib have been on the show many times and they were talking about how kibble is the worst thing you can feed your dog. That's why they're so hyper and they're running around like crazy and being, you know, troublemakers. So they always say, if you can't afford, you know, wet food, because the kibble's all carbs, which turns to sugar. Mm. And so if you can't, they say to take half of the kibble out and put all like vegetables in there and have them eat like carrots and things like that. So,
interesting.
Of course, I was just thinking about the dogs in that moment when he was talking about ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, nuts. He's talking about, I mean, I asked that selfishly for me because I know I was diagnosing myself, whatever brain type it was like the spontaneous brain was like ADD. And I was like, yeah, but it's interesting. All the different brain combos. I'm curious.
But you guys, don't eat sugar.
Not really. No, but like everything here, like the thing is everything. I mean, even fruits and veggies, like,
yeah,
you know,
but that's not going to give you ADD.
No. And I wouldn't cut it out because I need my fruit. I like my fruit.
But you also need glucose to the brain. That was something I realized at some point. My mom, like, wait, okay, if I really starve her of sugar, I'm starving her of the nutrients she needs in the brain too. So you got to have some natural, but there's like low glycemic stuff like blueberries or whatever.
Bananas even, like, yeah. And they have other benefits too, but I'll be interested. You guys should comment what different brain types you are after you listen to the Dr. Amen episode.
Yeah, let us know.
I'm that's curious.
And start applying and make some of these things a habit. I think the sleep one is the most important. That's when our bodies replenish and so much more. So thank you, friends. We love you. And until next time, Heal Squad.